93.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdersane. The Federal Treasurer says inflation is heading in the right direction as monthly figures drop below 3% for the first time in years. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
The Bureau of Statistics recorded the annual inflation rate to August has fallen to 2.7%. It's the first time the inflation rate has fallen within the Reserve Bank's target range of 2 to 3% since August of 2021. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says today's figures are very welcome.
Non-tradable inflation, which is what others call homegrown inflation, went down from 4.5% to 3.8%.
However, Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says the monthly inflation figure is not sustainable.
Any reduction by dealing with the symptom will just turn into a surge down the track.
Noah Secombe, Canberra.
The Prime Minister won't confirm whether he plans to put forward changes to property tax concessions in the lead-up to the next election. There are reports Labor is considering winding back negative gearing. Treasury has been asked to model changes, including a cap on the number of properties a landlord can negatively gear. Asked about the reports, Anthony Albanese says at the moment he's focused on other policies.
From time to time, I'm sure the public service are looking at policy ideas. That's because we value them. But we have our housing policy. It's out there for all to see.
Former Sydney swim coach Dick Kane has reportedly died a month after a court found he raped and sexually abused six of his students in the 1970s and 80s. The 78-year-old had been in palliative care with terminal cancer. The Sydney Morning Herald reports he died in hospital this morning. World leaders are calling for restraint in the deepening conflict between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. US President Joe Biden has told the United Nations General Assembly in New York a full-scale war was not in no one's interest. Iran's president has warned Israel's strikes in Lebanon cannot go unanswered. But President Biden says a diplomatic solution is still possible.
Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest. Even if the situation has escalated, a diplomatic solution is still possible. In fact, it remains the only path. Now is the time for the parties to finalize its terms. Bring the hostages home.
The T3 Bankstown rail line between Sydenham and Bankstown will be closed from next Monday as it's converted to a driverless metro line. During the conversion period, all passengers will be able to travel free on dedicated pink buses. The project is estimated to be completed in late 2025. Transport Minister Jo Haylen concedes it could take longer.
So this is a 130-year-old train line and it is a complicated process. So I want to be upfront with people. It could take longer, but of course we will hold our contractors to the 12-month delivery plan that we have laid out.
With widespread heavy rainfall forecast to move across the state later this evening, we're being urged to download the Hazards Near Me app. Falls of up to 100 millimetres are forecast to hit parts of the state, including the south coast, Illawarra and Sydney, leading to potential flash flooding. Emily Barton from the SES says drivers should be extra careful on the roads.
Just with school holidays starting this weekend, if people are planning to hit the road, they should check live traffic before embarking on any travel, as roads may be damaged or closed as a result of the rain and flash flooding on the mid-north coast and northeast of the state.
New tourism training programs are being rolled out to help plug the jobs gap in the visitor economy. School leavers will be offered subsidised TAFE courses designed to encourage them to pursue a career in the sector. Jobs and Tourism Minister John Graham says it's been a record-breaking year for the state, with visitor expenditure soaring past $50 billion.
The challenge that comes with that is we're going to need more workers. We'll need 150,000 more workers over the next decade. That's a big stretch for the state. It's why this training's so important. It's why this investment's so important.
Hope weather.
Partly cloudy this afternoon, a medium chance of showers and thunderstorms. Winds northerly at 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly, then becoming light this evening. Right now it's 26 degrees in the city, 28 in the west. Tomorrow, rain and windy, a high of 18 degrees. Friday, rain, tops of 19. Saturday, a shower or two and 21. Sunday, partly cloudy and 27. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Hope 1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Spring is in the air and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Good afternoon. We've got heavy delays for the M4 through Eastern Creek. There's a truck and a car collision. The city-bound approaching Reservoir Road. Homebush filling up both ways. Centenary Drive at Arthur Street and Granville. Heavy northbound Woodville Road approaching Parramatta Road. Spring has sprung at Petstock. Flea tick and worming treatments now at new everyday low prices. Plus 15% off that same brand next time. Save more at Petstock. Station sponsor, I'm Brooke. That's the latest city traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. Keep it on.
G'day, Chris Jolly with you this afternoon. Good news for bird watchers as the largest known population of one of Australia's rarest birds has been found living in WA's Great Sandy Desert. It's so rare, it's often referred to as the equivalent of the Tasmanian tiger for bird watchers. More on that real soon. Right now, it's Cyril and Dean Lewis on Hope 1032.
I'm really close tonight. And I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
Hope 1032.
prophecy's done. If you've been living in the blessings that he's given, and if he's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Somebody praise God for that. Somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
Jordan Feliz, Hope 103.2. The largest known population of one of Australia's rarest birds has been found living in Western Australia, and a team of rangers and scientists detected up to 50 night parrots. That's one of the rarest birds, night parrots, a critically endangered species too, once feared extinct, but living on Indigenous managed land, according to a study published in Wildlife Research. Dr. Rachel Partridge, an ecologist with the Indigenous Desert Alliance and co-author of the study, said night parrots were notoriously elusive birds. Very few people have actually seen them. But on a recent field trip, the rangers were lucky enough to have one fly in and land in their camp and saw its beautiful green and yellow feathers in the camp line. What an amazing sight that would have been. This is Empire of the Sun on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon.
Running for the Hope.
1032.
When your heart beats fast and your soul is overwhelmed, you got that weight there on your chest and it's trying to hold you down.
Welcome, this is Hope 1032. How's your day going? Have you seen a rare species out in the open? Well, Jeanette in Reesby reckons one trip to Torrenberry, it's in Victoria in the Central Plains there. Her and her family, they reckon they saw plains wanderers, quite rare. So lucky them. Keep your messages coming through. Hope 1032.
Hope 1032.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 1032. Looks like you have spring fever.
To everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever. Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
When you go solar with SolarHeart,
You'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Blowholes and Hope 103.2.
It hit me all at once. We're out of the cloudy phase. My face is to the sun. Embrace the way it tastes. 'Cause there's never been a better time. Never been a better day. Don't you wanna be alive? We're taking the
ride. Don't you wanna feel so-
1032.
Set on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. The cool change on its way. And just a quick look at the Bureau of Meteorology rain radar. It might be coming sooner than we thought. On the brighter side, it looks like we might just see sunshine over the weekend.
Colette Smart here, host of the Raising Teens podcast. This season, I'm tackling trending topics such as the role of grandparents with Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, resilience with Hugh Van Kylenberg, and helping teens heal from trauma with Dr. Joe Prendergast. Being a parent and being a teen have their own challenges. And here on Raising Teens, we want to provide support, encouragement, and hope for whatever you're facing. Find Raising Teens on your favorite podcast platform or on the Hope 103.2 app.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
Hey, can masculinity be defined by Clint Eastwood? After 6 decades of filmmaking and dozens of characters, where many have become part of the cinematic lexicon, for multiple generations, Clint Eastwood has come to epitomize masculinity. While for some, they may think the translation of this male soul might be a relic of the past. But it's worth evaluating this query. This opens a whole conversation about how society should define masculinity. Throughout film history and within the words of the Bible, we are given varying depictions of men. Interestingly, most of them fall well short. While there is one who does define what it is to be a man. And it should be no surprise that it would be Jesus. But have you read one of his biographies to truly see what it is to be a man? Why not give one a read today? This is Russ Matthews with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Hope 103.2.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
Cats need a bee, like awake, needs a sleep, like a pen, needs a page, to the right you need a mistake.
Loving you, you got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. Strike all the bells, hit them hard, make them all yell. Celebrate, infatuate, rock the sun, yeah, incarcerate. Like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true.
You got so much love in you.
Hope 103.2.
Swimming in the flesh.
Good afternoon. That's One Republic on Hope 103.2. Fans of the Eagles can look forward to a charity event at Windsor this Friday because the Church Bar in Windsor are hosting a charity event with some of Australia's best singers and musicians playing the music of the Eagles. But it's more than just the music. There's also a three-course meal, music, food, doing good. How good's that? Check out the community notice board on our website for more info. Thanks so much for your company today. Hope News up in a moment with the latest headlines.
Hope 103.2.
We care about the same people you do. Places are available in our Early Learning Centre for kids 6 months to 6 years, as well as our retirement village providing independent living for over 55s, and in residential aged care, including dementia and end-of-life care. A community of all ages in the heart of Maryong. Visit holyfamilieservices.com.au to find out more. Station sponsor Holy Family Services. We care about the same people you do.
Macular degeneration is Australia's leading cause of blindness. If you're over 50, have an eye test and macular check. Early detection is vital. You can have the very early signs without even knowing. Information, guidance and support is only a phone call away. Call the Macular Disease Foundation on 1-800-111-709 for a free macular degeneration information kit.
Hope 103.2.
When I'm at my end, tears pouring down, and I can't see past what's in front of me now. When it's all too much for this heart to take, there's one name I call, one prayer that I pray. God, Jesus, you're faithful and able, and you never once let me down. God, help me now. No matter the pain my heart may feel, no wound cuts too deep for your love to heal. So when fear comes to find me and doubt starts to grow,
on the sidewalk, innocent, remember, all we did was
Hope 103.2 from Bondi to Kurrajong. We're right here with you.
So we've already established the fact that things are gonna be different in the future, babe. And you've reiterated the fact that you don't want to get into something that's just gonna have to end later. Now I know our lives are changing and I've seen it coming for a while too, don't get me wrong. And I've been going out of town, baby, it's gonna happen more. We gotta be stronger now while I'm gone. Just be a fly on the wall, you know. I'm thinking about you. Just wait and see. You gotta hear what I say. I'm in love with you. I'm not so far away. I'm just trying to make some cash to follow my dreams. But please don't say we're too busy to give each other time and support we need. I know we gotta work our jobs and make some money to get by in this expensive world. Don't let that overtake the fact that before all that, we're still my girl. While I'm gone, just be a fly on the wall, you know. I'm talking about you. Wait and see, you gotta hear what I say. I'm in love with you, I'm not so far.
Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
Everybody is becoming something. We're all becoming what we behold. Everybody wants to find their purpose. Everybody wants something more. Cause if I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm giving my all to anything,
wanna be more of anything. I just wanna be more like you. Oh. Everybody's gonna worship something, but there's only one name I choose. So if you're looking for a life to move in, oh, here I am, Lord, I'm making room. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm giving my all to anything, I'm giving my all. Be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. I want all the peace, joy, love that you're given. I am changed by your spirit. Peace, joy, love that you're given. Changed by your spirit, peace, joy, love that you're given. I am changed by your spirit, peace, joy, love that you're given. I am changed by your spirit.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Treasurer has shut down suggestions the government is considering any changes to negative gearing in this term of Parliament. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
The Nine newspapers have quoted an unnamed Labor official who said the party was considering its options and had asked Treasury for modelling on possible negative gearing reforms. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government is focused on increasing housing supply and not changes to negative gearing.
We've got a housing policy and that's not in it. And we've made that clear today.
Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says the Coalition will not support any tax on housing.
The idea that a tax on housing is the way to solve a cost of living crisis is just extraordinary.
Noah Secombe, Canberra.
Interest rates are likely to remain on hold for the rest of the year despite a drop in inflation. Consumer prices grew 2.7% for the year to August, which is down on the July result. The Reserve Bank will look beyond the headline figure, focusing more on underlying inflation, which it says still needs to come down. A father has farewelled his two sons allegedly murdered by their mother at a funeral in the Blue Mountains. The bodies of Benjamin and Russell Smith were found at their home in Falconbridge 2 weeks ago. They'd been stabbed to death. Hundreds of mourners have today gathered at St Thomas Aquinas Church in Springwood to say their goodbyes. The New South Wales Transport Minister says they're not sugarcoating the delays for commuters on the T3, which closes for a year on Monday. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Free fluoro pink buses will ferry commuters on the T3 line, dubbed the Southwest Link. The state government is shutting the rail line down for at least a year while it's converted to driverless metro trains to connect with the M1 line at Sydenham. It means the trip to and from Bankstown to Sydenham will take almost double the time. Transport Minister Joe Halen admits it'll be tough for commuters and they're not sugarcoating the delays.
And we apologise for that inconvenience.
She says it'll be worth the year-long wait for the new line, which will run metros every 5 minutes. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.